There's three main aspects of the work of the Corps. One is the purely physical training, that's getting men fit, sending them over obstacle courses, getting them used to the battlefield and how to cope with it. Another aspect is adventurous training. This really came in the 1860s when a lot of Britain's colonial wars are winding down. A way of keeping soldiers fit by engaging in adventurous training like canoeing, mountaineering, and it's APT instructors who lead a lot of those activities. Another aspect is remedial fitness, and this really came in World War II, the idea that exercise can be used as part of the rehabilitation of a wounded soldier. And here in this case you see a medicine ball, which is a heavy ball, could be used as a part of a strengthening exercises. This one particularly one here was used during the first Gulf War in 1991.
Talking of the Gulf War, the Corps have actually been involved with all really the major campaigns over the years, Falklands, Afghanistan. It's important, isn't it?
Well, pretty much every campaign from World War II onwards. Whenever a unit of the British Army has been involved, there's been an APTC instructor along with them. You mentioned the Falklands there. We have a rather nice set of medals from QMSI Bernie Durkin. He was one of seven APTC instructors who went off with the task force to the South Pole during the Falklands campaign. And it was a long journey to get the soldiers down to the pole, and it was very important that they be kept in fighting shape on the journey down. We have some wonderful photos in the collection of the soldiers on the troop ships doing their physical exercises on the decks.
And many medals here as well from different APTC instructors from World War II and Korean War and many other wars as well.
Yes, these medals here is from W01 Frederick Strong. He served in the Korean War, actually was awarded the BEM for a very heroic action at the Battle of Injun River, at the end of which he was unfortunately captured.
And you've also got this fantastic display of some of the equipment that's been used over the years and maybe even still used nowadays.
Yes, well, this is the type of equipment very much still used today. This is a tactical gym box, and it's like a big metal box, maybe about 5 foot in length, with a metal frame going up, and it all folds down. It can actually be carried on the back of a Land Rover, be set up in a few minutes, and a squad of 8 to 10 soldiers can use this at once. You can use it for squats, stretchers, it opens up inside, and there's dumbbells, boxing gloves, all other kind of equipment inside. And this is just the sort of thing which has been used in the last few years by RAPTC instructors in Afghanistan and the other campaigns in which the British Army fights in.